Oh, good, man. Good to be back in the action of baseball. Different camp for me this year. Got a chance to meet a few of the guys today. It's been a lot of fun so far to try to get these physicals knocked out and get to work.
No, it's
baseball all the same. You know, I'm very fortunate to be in a lineup this year that's got some probably the best lineup I've ever been in. So I'm excited about that. I get a chance to work with some guys who really know how to play the game well and do the things right. And I think the Red Sox have made a commitment to winning, and I'm excited to be here. I've got a chance in signing a 5-year contract to put a ring on my finger and hopefully more years than one.
Everybody wants to know, 5 years, a long contract. You hold up with that?
Oh, absolutely. I've been in a situation over the last 3 years where I've changed some things in the way I kind of manage myself off the field, and you know, that's really paid off. I think as far as my health goes, I'm as in good of health as I've been at any point in my career.
JD, how much are you looking forward to showing off your talent here this spring after everything that transpired?
Oh, I'm excited. You know, I think the little things is, for me, I've always tried to play the game right and been taught that way, doing things fundamentally correct. So I'll go out here, work with these guys. I'm, you know, more than anything, kind of anxious to get to Fenway where I got to learn that corner down there in right field. I think those are things that you necessarily can't work on here in spring training. So I'll do all the other fine tuning. When we get there, we'll kind of add that in.
What have you been told about that?
I played there once before, flipped over in the seat. So it's definitely tricky and some work to be done. But you know, you got to do everything you can to help your pitching staff out, and that's, you know, I pride myself on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively.
As far as hitting, how do you hope to show your strengths?
You got the short wall and left, which works out well for me. I'm been in those situations in Dodger Stadium over the last 2 years where I've hit balls to left field, and it doesn't carry real well. Balls to the warning track, balls to the wall, mainly all been outs in Fenway. Those are doubles for me, so it's going to work out well.
Are you ready for the intense scrutiny you'll get playing in Boston?
Oh, absolutely. I think those things all kind of come with the territory. I think if you go out there and do your job right and do it well, you build those fan bases, you get a chance to play in a city that is passionate about the game of baseball.
How excited are you to get behind David and Manny, and what's it like to have that kind of presence, I guess, in the lineup and take some of the pressure off?
Oh, that's going to be amazing. You know, you see those guys a lot on TV and just getting a chance to watch them from afar. Now you get a chance to do it from the on-deck circle. That's going to be it's going to be a lot of fun for me.
What's the period like for you between when the Red Sox came to an agreement to acquire you and then a long time before you were officially signed?
Completely normal. I think the thing for me, it was I was under complete understanding that the deal was a done deal. I just wanted to get some wording in the contract to protect them, and I was fine with that. So I went about my business as usual, continuing the off-season workouts and things like that.
Were there additional physicals during that period for you?
No, I went in and got a second opinion from my doctors, and we just kind of got together in agreement on what we wanted to do in the contract.
And it was mostly regarding your shoulder?
Absolutely. Great. Everything feels wonderful. Been throwing, hitting, doing all the things I need to do to get ready to be here.
Do you ever, like, I don't know, does it bother you sometimes that you have no control over what's written or said? Is that your image, perhaps, is what you'd like it to be, given some of the stuff that's out there? Does that ever, like, tick you off?
Oh, yeah. Those, you know, you get kind of fed up with it. I think the little things that people don't understand is the way I prepare myself to play the game. You know, I've been taught, you know, basically from my college days to play the game, you know, 11, you know, an even keel kind of thing, and play the game focused and just fundamentally correct is how I've always tried to play the game. And I think, you know, sometimes that's perceived the wrong way, but, you know, I know if I go out there and do the things right every day, day in and day out, you know, offensively and defensively, you know, you're hoping to help your team win ball games, and when you look at the end of the season, your numbers are right where they want to be.
Disappointing, some of the stuff Tony had in his book. Did you see that?
I never have talked to him about it, and actually never have read it. One of those situations where, you know, he's entitled to his opinion,
yeah.
And I've kind of heard, you know, things about it here and there, but, you know, something that I can't focus on. I can only control what I do out there on the field on a daily basis, and I try to take it a game at a time and an at bat at a time. And when I look back at the season, when it's all over, hopefully my numbers are exactly kind of where I want them to be.
if you were to see him like at an All-Star game or something, would you talk to him?
Yeah, I'd say hello to him. Yeah, you know, when you play for a manager like that for 5 years, you definitely you build those relationships, make those friendships throughout the league, whether it's different guys that are in here with the Red Sox now that I will, you know, play with the Cardinals. So, yeah, so I'd definitely say hello to him.
How about you and Shill with that?
Yeah, I hadn't actually seen him. I saw him on the treadmill this morning. It goes way, way back. You know, those days seem just like yesterday, and you look back, and it's been, what was it, 10 years ago or so? Yeah, that's going to be completely fine. You know, I've had to face him in the batter's box several times before, and actually back to Atlanta when my brother Tim hit Manny, and I know he was trying to get me, and I was a little fleet of foot in the batter's box. So, yeah, it's going to go way back, and we'll talk about it, and I guess share a laugh on it for sure.
JJ, do you keep a book on pictures or a video library?
No, I think you kind of file things away. You know, those things with the scouting reports that you know, we have today, and the way things are done with video, it's you know, it's very easy for you to go back and kind of, you know, watch your at bats against guys like that.
But having played exclusively in that, how much adjustment is that going to be for you?
No, I don't think, you know, the 3 or 5 hole, I don't think affects me. I've been all around the lineup, and I think you guys look at the numbers in certain holes more than the player does. I'm just in a situation where I've got to focus on the at bat versus where I'm hitting in that, you know, in the order. But as far as, yeah, the transition, I'm sure there'll be a transition period. It's completely different than what I'm used to. I have never, you know, really played in the lineup where there's not a pitcher hitting and things like that. So I'm going to have to remind myself defensively not to shade too far in on the 9-hole hitter. So,
you should get plenty of good pitchers to hit this year, batting fifth. I'm excited about the opportunity.
Absolutely. With those two guys on base, hopefully you get a chance to drive in a lot of runs and you know, in this lineup, with up and down the lineup, I think you have good protection, so it should be an interesting year.
This is the best team you've ever been on?
I think on paper, probably, yeah, I would have to say so.
JD, are you aware of how popular Trout was inside and outside the clubhouse, and just wondering how you feel about stepping into those shoes?
Well, yeah, I think Trout was definitely, just from hearsay from different people, that a very popular player. He's a I know Billy Miller real well, big fan of Trout Nixon, good friends with him, and only had good things to say. So, I know he'll definitely be missed in the Boston area.
JD, can you talk about hitting second in the lineup? You've done it before, and if it wasn't fifth and you did get second, what's the big difference?
Well, you kind of put yourself on the other side of hitting in front of those guys, which is also nice as well. It just really depends. You know, you set yourself up maybe a little differently, but I think for the most part, you still have to deal with the same, you know, working the pitcher, who's out there on the mound, and maybe what the task is at hand, you know, what the situation is. You know, those are the big things. I don't think you really necessarily have to change your approach a whole lot.
When you look at the logic of you hit the fifth and need protection for Manny as opposed to your on base percentage and maybe being more effective in front of those guys.
Ultimately, the decision is left up to the manager on that one. I think, I've expressed my openness to being wherever in the lineup and just wherever I'm effective in helping this team win the game.
What would you tell Red Sox fans who haven't seen you on a regular basis? What kind of a player do they expect?
Well, hopefully a solid defender. I think I've definitely, with the offense, of the way that the offensive side of the game is played anymore today, I try to bring the other side as well. I think defensively you can help your team almost as much as you can offensively if you can pick your pitchers up and help them, in any way possible. But, you know, offensively it's just one of those situations where you're going to, you know, you take what you get a lot of times. I'm not necessarily the most overly aggressive person at the plate. I think I definitely pride myself on making a pitcher work, but being aggressive on the pitch that I'm looking for. So it's going to be fun. I'm looking, you know, really excited about getting a chance to play in Fenway, where I know that it sets up well for, you know, a person that has this kind of swing that I do.
JD, you've always been regarded as a guy with a plus sign. Before the surgery, you talked about being burned in that area beforehand. How much did the surgery impact on your throwing last season? Especially given the size of right field in Fenway, are you going to be back to throwing the way you used to?
Yeah, well, I think the thing with, in all honesty, with the thing, last year was a healing process for me, and that definitely is, you can't weigh on how it's going to play out this year. It feels great right now. I've been playing a lot of catch this offseason, throwing quite a bit. I've always felt the biggest key is the quick turnaround. If you can get your ball, you know, get the ball back into the cutoff man as fast as possible, you ultimately give yourself a chance to cut down on triples or get a guy at the plate. And I've played my game that way ever since I've come into the league. You know, you have very seldom do you have a chance to throw guys out at third or home. I mean, that comes up very rarely, you know, in a week of baseball. But when those chances do present themselves, I'm going to be very capable of making that throw. I had a friend ask me, or said they saw me on the I don't know, made number 38 on the bloopers list or something. Yeah, just one of those plays that the ball's hit down in the corner in Shea Stadium, and I'm at first, Jeff Kent's at second, and when I started running, I thought the ball was hit better than it was, and I saw it going to the corner. When I looked up, Jeff was standing at second base almost tagging up, and then he finally realized, hey, come on, let's go. It's, you know, he's not going to catch it. So he rounds third, I round third, and Rich Donnelly, the third base coach, I was thinking that he was going to score easy, was waving me, never told me to stop, never even uttered the word stop, and much to my surprise, I get about halfway home, and LaDuke has already got the ball. If I would have kept running, I'd have easily been safe, but you know, first thing I did, my instincts was to freeze, and I, you know, pretty much thought I was hung out to dry. Just it actually turned out that way.
The scrutiny of baseball in Boston, is it something you think you might thrive on? Some guys do.
Yeah, I think the thing with all of that is it's just on a daily basis you want to give what you got to your team, and yeah, I think those things are all going to come up, and I think it's just the teammates you're surrounded with ultimately is what you kind of build those relationships and those passion for playing the game. The fans and the home base of fans ultimately play a role in that. And those are going to be fun times for me because, you know, I look back to playing in, you know, St. Louis was a great town for baseball. And you know, I think Boston, it, you know, will ultimately top that. Well, heck, my hometown's grown so much now that it's hard to keep up with everybody. It's a booming metropolis these days. It's
what?
I don't know. It's probably pushing 2,500 now or so. Yeah. But
was there a day where you
well, there was a day much before I got in college where it was, you know, 700 or 800 people. Yeah, and I, you know, it's one of them small towns in America that you. You definitely enjoy being a part of, but you know, Valdosta's the bigger area, which I went to high school, and people all, you know, always ask me how many I graduated with. Well, I graduated with about 480 people, so they kind of find that hard to figure out when I live in a town that only had 700.
Sucks play Arizona.
Well, that was one of the disappointing things when I ended up being on the free agent market and was thinking that I wasn't going to get a chance to see my brother play anymore. But, you know, I looked at the schedule when I signed on over here and found out we were playing him. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. He's got a bright future ahead of him, and one of those kids is going to be fun to watch for a while.